We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Our final score here tonight, 87-68. The Mountaineers knock off the Phoenix of Elon. Congratulations to you.
Thank you.
You know, you'd think. 15 years we've been together now. You know. You might give us a little side information, you know. You hold that press. We talked for 16 minutes in the pregame, and did you think, Jay, that he would offer to us? We're going to go full court pressure. We're going to wear him down, and it's going to force him to get tired. Yeah. And I mean, you're holding back.
It wasn't the intention.
Excuse me. You never. Well, wait a second. What do you mean?
The intention to start starting the game was not the full court press. I wanted to, you know, save as much energy as we could save for the next two nights. So I didn't want them pressing and running up and down like that. We're not in great shape yet. So I didn't lie. I honestly didn't think we were going to need to.
Sure, I understand. You know, I'm only messing with you. But why did it make sense to do it?
Made them play faster. Sped them up. Sped them up to where they didn't run their offense.
Wear them down a little bit.
I don't know, wear them down, but kind of took them out of what they wanted to do offensively.
Well, the shooting percentage went down significantly in the second half. They shot it at 41 in the first half, down to 32 in the second half. So something happened there. Did you do anything else defensively different in the second half?
Mm-mm. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, I did. We played point drop for a while, and they shot layups and wide open threes against it, and that's been our go-to. I mean, it was our go-to since I came back home. It's what we played. We combination of a 1-3-1, and then we would drop back and play point drop. You know, and I had all kind of guys after they played us. So that's the hardest stuff that we've played against in a long time. You know, you guys, you switch everything and everything's pushed out, and you're able to rebound it out of that. And now we couldn't guard the manager right now. And, you know, and it's, I don't, I'm not trying to make an excuse or blame him, but we got 14 guys and they all want to play, and you're going to have a little bit of unrest because they want to play. I understand that, and I got it. I understand that. I also understand, too, that at least when I was growing up in the United States of America, you had to work for what you got. That's kind of gone now. But I mean, that's the way it used to be, and that's the way it's going to be as long as I'm the head ball coach here. They're gonna earn their stripes, so to speak. And if they don't like it, then go ahead and transfer. We lost a alleged McDonald's All-American because, you know, he didn't like the fact that we were making him do things that were hard. So we're fine.
Boy, this has turned into a downer. You just won 87-68. I mean, where'd that come from?
It's not a downer. It's realistic, Tony. I mean, it's realism. You go in there and hug him and kiss him and, you know, all that kind of stuff, but it doesn't. They're going to come out the same way tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Only tomorrow you're going to play against bigger and better athletes.
Yeah, no question about that. Give me your impression. What did you like tonight from your team?
I like the fact that we finished the game. That's about all I can come up with. We don't run offense, Tony. We don't. You know, I just told him inside there, you know, that go back and look at how well we ran offense with, you know, with Deshaun and those guys' group, how well we ran offense, you know, later on with those other guys. We executed offense. We didn't take shortcuts, you know. We didn't instead of coming out to where you're supposed to come out to run a back cut so you have room to get open, you go, you know, two or three steps and then you back cut and you can't figure out why you didn't get the ball. You know, it's I keep saying we got a lot to fix, and we do have a lot to fix, but I'm starting to think sometimes less is more, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, I understand what you're saying. I thought you ran some great stuff tonight. You got some good stuff tonight. Some good half-court sets, Hugs.
Well, the half-court sets, I mean, I've ran the half-court sets since Akron, and they worked at Akron. Well, actually, I've ran them since Walsh. They worked at Walsh. They worked at Akron. They worked at Cincinnati. They worked at Kansas State. They've worked at West Virginia until now.
You just saw 52% from the field.
Mm-hmm. We did because we beat them in transition. Because we had Sean shot it pretty well, and Taz scored it pretty well. It blows my mind. I'm trying not to sit here and be negative, but it blows my mind that 21, 22 year old guys that, you know, supposedly love basketball, can't make a layup. And we missed three layups. Layups.
I learned you outscored them 36-16 in the paint.
But we missed three layups. Layups.
Well, that happens.
It hasn't happened much with my teams.
Where do you want this team to improve? Where do you want to start to make improvement? What side of the ball?
Would be nice if they try to stay between their man and the basket. That'd really help. Instead of standing on the side of the guy. We don't pass it. We don't pass it very well.
Is that because you're not patient?
It's because we don't want to pass it.
Oh. Good point. Yep.
Boy, I tell you what. You're just a bouquet of roses here.
No, I'm.
You do realize you won.
I know. Then
you got the final. You got the box in front of you there.
Yeah. Well, I got my pocket.
Yeah.
But no, Tony, I'm a realist, man.
Get what you're saying. They've got to get better. I mean, I understand. No trophy for tonight. I totally understand that. But I would think this would be encouraging for as many new guys as you've got running around out there. Energy was very good tonight.
In spurts. Fights. In spurts it was. But in spurts gets you beat. I mean,
how do you get your guys to be more patient, Hugs?
Well, Jay, in the old time, you punished them when they didn't. You just can't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. So, in the old days, they'd run, they'd get on a treadmill, they'd do whatever. But can't do that now.
What one we were watching out here today, the performance by Taz Sherman, what makes him, in your mind, a good player?
Well, he's worked really hard at his game, I think, for one. I think Taz is a guy who had no scholarship offers out of high school, as hard to believe as that is. Mm-hmm. He had no scholarship offers, and he had teammates who were recruited. And so he went to junior college. And he didn't go to junior college because he had bad grades. He went to junior college because he just wanted to play basketball. And ended up having a really good junior college career. But he puts time in. You know, it's kind of like you and I talk about all the time. I mean, every day from the time he got back from Japan, and it'll go until the day he leaves, Kevin Jones is in the gym for an hour and a half, 2 hours, every single
day. How about that?
Day.
Yes, he is.
And you know, I mean,
he's 32 years old, isn't he?
Something like that.
And that Ruoff is far behind him.
Yeah, and they both want to continue to play and make some money from it. Now, if those guys can get in there, I would think that our guys probably ought to get in there as well. Wani Staten is trying to go play again, and Wani's in there same way, virtually every day. KJ's there every day. You can set your watch to it. We don't have that right now.
You will see an old Big 12 coaching foe tomorrow with Shaka. You were here in the court watching, scouting Marquette and Ole Miss. That was a good November basketball game.
It was very good. It was very good. Ole Miss was going to really had kind of control of it, and then Shaka's group went on a run, and I didn't see the end. I was in trying to get these guys ready to play, which I did a whale of a job at.
This will be the best team we've played all year, correct?
So far?
Yes.
Yeah. So far.
So what's the key here tomorrow?
It's not going to be the best team we've played. I mean, once we get going. Pardon?
What do you have to do tomorrow?
Stay between our men and the basket. And we got to guard them. I mean, the days are gone of the two-hand set shot and those kind of things. You know, I mean, these guys have everything, you know, at the tip of their fingers. They spend basically an enormous amount of time shooting the basketball, and so they shoot it better. Now, they don't shoot it as well off the bounce. They don't shoot it as well coming off of screens and so forth and so on, but they do shoot the ball way better than what college basketball teams have in the past.
Deep bench help you tomorrow?
It would be if I could put them in a game. It's hard to put them in a game. It's you know, I throw two freshmen in there, and all of a sudden they go on a 11-0 run, and now we're trying to fight our way back.
Yeah, I got it.
I would like to, you know. You know, I've got a deal in the locker room I wish they would read, and it's about attitude. About, you know, that basically what happens to you is all a result of your attitude, be it good, be it bad. And really, when you stop and think about it, that's pretty much right.
But if they read it, they don't think it's about them.
I don't think they read it. I don't think they've read it yet. I mean, I think I think people have read it, players have read it, and it's, I mean, it makes you think.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe we'll bring a little buddy in the locker room. He can read it to him. He's a good reader. He used to be in education.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm open to about anything now.
Well, we'll tell you what. We're going to put an asterisk next to this 903rd career win.
Yeah.
Well, 903rd career win that seemed like a loss for Bob.
Well,
we're
going to
put that right down there.
I think we need a good practice shoot around the barn, and we need a good game.
I just did TV, and they said, you know, congratulations on win number 903 and tying Roy Williams. And I said, well, Roy and I worked together at Michael Jordan Fantasy Camp, and Roy was a little concerned initially to how well we would mesh. And I said, Roy, don't worry about it, because I can't get the guys that you want to recruit, and you don't want the ones that I recruit. So we'll get along fine. Yeah.
You guys have been buds ever since.
Yeah. We've been buddies ever since.
Yeah.
That's good.
Thanks for your time.
See you.
My pleasure.
We do appreciate it. It's already turned to tomorrow.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.